it's only on this side of things that you'll say, well, let me get it straight in my mind. On that side of things, there'll be no need. So as quickly as you can, get to that side of things.
Is that living beyond understanding?
No, that's living in trust. Because when you're dwarfed, like I'm saying, there's nothing left. There's no option left other than living in trust. What's left? What else could you do? What are the possibilities? There are none except continue to kvetch yourself every which way or give it all up and live in blind trust, but not really blind because you've seen that there's no other option, that trust is valid and verified, that's the only choice you have, that nothing else makes any sense of any kind, that it's literally your singular only option. You have a whole list of choices, and there's only one. The whole list consists of one. Until that moment, you thought there were lots of things on the list. Then suddenly you see it was always only one. Only one choice. And then if you're smart, you go with it. If you want to indulge yourself in a little more complaining, then you forget about it, you complain for a while, and then you get fed up with that and you take the choice you were given. So, let's end with one of the Bodhi Center's famous patented guided meditations, which begin by just relaxing, being where you are, letting your eyes fall closed without any effort of any kind, and just falling inside and being with yourself, just not concerning yourself with anything for these few last minutes, and it is only minutes. So you can afford the luxury of just relaxing and being with yourself and falling inside and not concerning yourself with where you're going to go in 10 or 15 minutes, where you're going to go tomorrow, what happened yesterday, what happened 3 weeks ago. You can afford to just relax enough to be right here for a few moments, feeling not concerned with anything at all, and just letting yourself drop inside yourself. And as you drop inside yourself, and as any thoughts or feelings or perceptions or sensations occur, and nothing has to be done with them, nothing has to change, this moment is short and you can simply enjoy it, as you fall inside yourself, more and more, falling inward, deeper and deeper, see how that tends to open up as space. See how it tends to get experienced more as space than as some kind of inside of some kind of body, some kind of physical entity. See how there is a real spaciousness within. The further you go, the deeper you fall, the more you relax, the more you let go, the more you don't concern yourself with the past moment or the next moment.